Dear students, welcome all to the module 5, which also happens to be the final module of the triangles chapter. In module 4, we had covered areas of similar triangles and proved Pythagoras theorem using similarity of triangles in detail. We will now focus on the converse of Pythagoras theorem by proving it, and we will also apply the theorem in a solved example. This would help you to understand the applicability even better. We will then have a recap of other concepts in triangles chapter that we had covered till now. Basically, the converse of Pythagoras theorem is used to find whether the measurements of a given triangle belong to the right triangle or not. If we come to know that the given sides belong to a right-angled triangle, it helps in the construction of such a triangle. Using the concepts of converse of Pythagoras theorem, one can determine if the given three sides form a Pythagorean triplet. Converse of Pythagoras theorem states that in a triangle, if square of one side is equal to the sum of the squares of other two sides, then the angle opposite the first side is a right angle. Let us now see how we can prove the converse of Pythagoras theorem. Consider a triangle ABC where AC square equals AB square plus BC square. We are expected to prove that angle B is a right angle. In order to prove that angle B is a right angle, let us construct triangle PQR right angled at Q such that PQ equals AB and QR equals BC. If we now consider triangle PQR, can you all think what would be the square of the side PR? Yes, you are absolutely right. PR square equals PQ square plus QR square. We arrived at this using Pythagoras theorem, which we covered in module 4. As per our construction, PQ equals AB and QR equals BC. This implies PR square is nothing but AB square plus BC square. Let this be our equation 1. We are given that AC square equals AB square plus BC square, and this will be our equation 2. From 1 and 2 we have PR equals AC. If we now consider both the triangles ABC and PQR, AB equals PQ by our construction and BC is equal to QR again by our construction. We have also just proved that PR and AC are equal. This implies triangle ABC is congruent to triangle PQR by SSS congruence condition. Can you all think what would be the corresponding parts of congruent triangles ABC and PQR? Yes, angle B equals angle Q, which is equal to 90 degrees. This proves the converse of Pythagoras theorem. We will now look at its application using an example. Consider a triangle whose sides are 5 cm, 12 cm and 13 cm. We are supposed to now check if this triangle is a right triangle or not. We are given that in a triangle ABC, AB is 5 cm, BC is 12 cm and CA is equal to 13 cm. Let us now proceed to square the side CA and check what is the sum of the squares of sides BC and AB. 13 square equals 5 square plus 12 square. This implies AC square equals AB square plus BC square. Therefore, by converse of Pythagoras theorem, the given triangle ABC is a right triangle. We have covered all the concepts in triangles chapter, and let us quickly brush up the concepts that we had covered from module 1 to module 4 so that You all can be thorough in these. We first started off the chapter by proving the basic proportionality theorem, which states that if a line is drawn parallel to one side of a triangle to intersect the other two sides in distinct points, then the other two sides are divided in the same ratio. We then looked at the converse of basic proportionality theorem, which states that if a line divides any two sides of a triangle in the same ratio, then the line is parallel to the third side. All your doubts, if at all they exist on the application of basic proportionality theorem, would be cleared once we go through the examples given in slide 7. If PQRS is a parallelogram and AB is parallel to PS, we are expected to prove that OC is parallel to SR. In triangle ABO and triangle PSO, since angle O is common, angle AOB equals angle POS. Since AB is parallel to PS, corresponding angles are equal, which gives us angle ABO equals angle PSO. If we now apply AA similarity criterion, triangle ABO is similar to triangle PSO. Corresponding sides of a similar triangles are in the same ratio, and hence we get OP by OA equals PS by AB. As PQRS is a parallelogram with QR equals PS, OP by OA equals QR by AB. Let this be our equation 1. Since we already know that AB is parallel to PS and QR is parallel to PS in a parallelogram PQRS, QR is parallel to AB. This implies angle ABC equals angle QRC as corresponding angles are equal. If we consider triangles ACB and QCR, angle C is common. This implies angle ACB equals angle QCR. Hence, by AA similarity criterion, triangle ABC is similar to triangle QRC. Students, will the corresponding sides of similar triangles be in the same ratio? Yes. Hence, QR by AB equals QC by AC. Let this be equation 2. From equation 1 and equation 2, OP by OA equals QC by AC. I hope you all are aware of basic proportionality theorem. Applying the same, we get PQ is parallel to OC. Since PQRS is a parallelogram, PQ is parallel to SR. This implies SR is parallel to OC. In module 2 and 3, we looked at the similarity criteria of triangles in detail. Students, you may take a moment to recall the different similarity criteria that we have. Yes, they are AA similarity criteria, SSS similarity criteria, SAS similarity criteria. Two triangles are said to be similar using AA similarity criterion when two angles of one triangle are respectively equal to the two angles of the other triangle. If in two triangles corresponding sides are in the same ratio, then their corresponding angles are equal and hence the triangles are similar using SSS similarity criterion. If one angle of a triangle is equal to one angle of another triangle and the sides including these angles are in the same ratio, will you call the triangles to be similar? If yes, on what similarity criteria? The answer to the question is yes. And this is using SAS similarity criterion. We then went a little bit deeper and looked at the RHS similarity criterion, which states that if in two right triangles, hypotenuse and one side of one triangle are proportional to the hypotenuse and one side of the other triangle, then the two triangles are similar. In order to brush up one of these similarity criteria, let us now go ahead and prove BD and BC are equal in triangles ABC, where AB is equal to BC and D is a point on the side AC such that BC square equals AC into CD. You can refer to the slide 10 to have a look at the figure. Since it is given that BC square equals AC into CD, BC by AC will be equal to DC by BC. In triangle ABC and triangle BDC, BC by CA equals DC by CB, and angle C is common in both the triangles ABC and BDC. By applying SAS similarity, we obtain triangle ADC is similar to triangle BDC. This gives AB by BD equals AC by BC. As AB and AC are equal, this gives us AC by BD equals AC by BC. This implies BD is equal to BC. We then stepped into module 4, where we covered areas of similar triangles and Pythagoras theorem. Area of similar triangles state that the ratio of the areas of two similar triangles is equal to the square of the ratios of their corresponding sides. Pythagoras theorem states that in a right triangle, the square of the hypotenuse is equal to the sum of the squares of the other two sides. We proved the above two theorems in module 4, and in order to enlighten you even more, we will solve a problem provided in slide number 12 by applying areas of similar triangles and Pythagoras theorem. There are two isosceles triangles ABC and PQR such that area of triangle ABC is to area of triangle PQR is equal to 25:18. The length of the hypotenuse of triangle ABC is 30 cm. We are asked to calculate the perimeter of triangle PQR. Let ABC and triangle PQR be the given two isosceles right triangles which are right angled at angle B and angle Q. That is, angle B equals angle Q, which is equal to 90 degrees. Since we have considered ABC and PQR to be isosceles, we obtain angle A equals angle P equals 45 degrees and angle C equals angle R, which is equal to 45 degrees. Applying AA similarity criterion, we get triangle ABC is similar to triangle PQR. Can you people quickly recall the areas of similar triangles? Yes, the ratios of the areas of similar triangles is equal to the ratio of the squares of their corresponding sides. Applying the above theorem, we obtain area of triangle ABC by area of triangle PQR is equal to AC by PR the whole square. That is, 25:18 equals 900 cm square by PR square. By cross multiplication, PR square equals 900 into 18 divided by 25 centimeter square, that is equal to 648 centimeter square. If we now apply Pythagoras theorem to the right triangle PQR, PR square equals PQ square plus QR square. Triangle PQR is isosceles with angle Q equals 90 degree. This implies PQ square plus PQ square is equal to 648 centimeter square, that is PQ equals 18 centimeter, which implies QR is also equal to 18 centimeter. We can now easily derive the perimeter of triangle PQR using the values obtained above. If we sum the lengths of the sides PQ, QR and PR, we obtain 18 plus 18 plus 18 root 2 centimeter, which is 18 of 2 plus root 2 centimeter. This concludes the final module in triangles chapter, and I hope these modules were helpful for you to understand various aspects in detail. Thank you all for going through these modules. Happy learning!